So hi guys, welcome to another episode of Sun FM. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Damien.
And it's been a while since we've done a normal podcast because we've been doing Sun FM talks for the past month.
Yeah, we have been talking to a lot of different people.
Mm.
And then we have gained some very different knowledges. So Chloe, have you watched the animes?
I have not watched the animes, but I probably get to it since I have some time now, so I'll probably get to the list. But I think, we've learned a lot from the different clubs, from our Sun FM talks.
Yeah, and I guess since the cases are getting so high also, it has been going on to 15K, sometimes 17K, so hope that everyone are staying at home and then get vaccinated, and just stay safe and listen to our podcast when you have free time, since you guys are staying home, shamelessly promoting.
Get some peace. But speaking of cases rising, how long have we been on lockdown again? June?
Two months, three months.
I'm not sure, because I think to the point where we're stuck at home, we're losing count of days already.
Yeah, for me, it's just it's already 2 years. Wait, what?
Yeah, and people are having financial problems, troubles, and losing jobs as well in this whole situation, because a lot of things are closed, including shopping malls, clothing stores, and events can't be held and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so sad that whenever you're on Facebook and then suddenly you got the news that something you like are closing,
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh no, I don't even have a chance to go there for one last time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, as well, the other day I was thinking about going to this coffee shop to take away, and then after that I was like, oh no, it's closed forever.
No more teh or ice libam for the morning or kopi or peng. Everybody is having financial troubles in this time or so. For me, I actually lost my, I won't say I lost my job, it's just on hiatus, because of the cases.
You can't do it physically
or online, because maybe some of the business, they can't be done online. Mm. So I guess it's actually, it's not just us. I mean, basically
a lot of people.
So hope that you guys are doing well also during this time, I guess.
Yeah. So anyways, we're just gonna hop on to our little segment that we've prepared. So we want to talk about, since we're in lockdown, right? There's a lot of food delivery apps and eateries doing delivery. Is it on high demand? Because for me personally, I don't really order that much of food during lockdown. Compared to constantly going to uni daily, I would order more food. When I come home, I would order food rather than cook. But now it's I'm constantly cooking.
I mean, for me, it's because sometimes I would be craving for boba tea or some food, dessert. Right? Yeah, it's some food that is very hard to be made at home, and then you can't really go out to tapau, some drinks or food where you can just go kopitiam and then wantan mee tapau, that. Yeah, it just feels for me, I order a lot more stuff, compared to before the lockdown. I mean, it's different because it's I feel the atmosphere is damn different, when you are eating.
I mean, it's not just eating at home, but taking away food at the place itself and ordering it on your phone. Because I personally love drinking teh ice, teh or ice limau.
Yes, please.
Crazy, every day if I have to go out, I have to get one cup or something. And then now it's I'm missing something, because I try to make it myself, right, to save money, but it doesn't taste the same. It's just there's something missing. There's just something missing.
Yeah, they when everything you made, by yourself, right? It doesn't have that particular Kopitiam taste, you know? It doesn't feel
it's
authentic
just that
at
taste.
All. Yeah, the, and the that taste is what makes us like, oh god, we need that, we need that. It makes us refresh, you know?
To get us going.
Yeah, so for me, I actually tapao sometimes if it's like very easy to obtain that particular drink or food, but I order a lot of delivery also through the apps like FoodPanda and GrabFood.
Yeah, but like FoodPanda and like GrabFood, their delivery apps tend to have like a really high percentage of commission. So you actually, yeah. I think like recently there was this like restaurant where they came out and like, it's best if you order through us and not through the app because they actually take you know, some commission and they don't, the restaurant actually don't earn any, as much money as you think they are earning. So it's a bit sad to hear about that.
Because like when you order through the app, right? Because I think I once saw a post by a FoodPanda, like I think it was FoodPanda. So basically what happened was he or she basically share the, because like whenever you got the income, you have like a payslip or something, right?
Yep.
It will like tell you off your income and then like service fee and charges, like it will deduct, So basically he or she basically earned like in total 2,000 ringgit or 3,000 ringgit gross profit, haven't deducted anything. So like after deducting like those other service charges for the food company, right? I think he or she basically only learned like 200 or 300 ringgit. So 2,000 to 200, 300 is basically like one digit less is like it's so much different. So yeah, I feel like if possible, trying to order through them, like trying to order directly from
the restaurant and like the cafes. Because also like if you see like GrabFood and FoodPanda, they do give a lot of like discounts,
vouchers.
So you like it tempts you to buy, right? But you're not sure whether like the restaurant or like the cafe is compensating, like, you know, that discount
that fee.
So we'll never know what goes behind. But yeah, it's like Damon said, it's best if we actually order through like the restaurants and the cafes, because in that way, you're like actually paying them. Like, you know, like your money is going to the restaurant, because you're not ordering through like applications or like a service of some sort, lah.
Yeah, because during this time, it's important that we really support to those who really need our help. So it's better that we just order food or drinks through them, and then maybe if the restaurant itself has delivery, that's good. If they don't, it doesn't really, I mean, you can go and take away if it's too really close to you to really support them. Yeah, so if it's possible, just try to order directly from them.
Yeah, that's true. And I wanted to ask, you said you usually order food when you have a certain craving and stuff, right? I want to know, have you been spending a lot of money on food delivery?
I'm going to say this in a very shameful manner, I mean, like, it's like a sudden craving. I won't say I ordered that much, but when I order, right, it's like when you, it's like you don't really shop for clothes and stuff every day, but when you started shopping for it, you just like go crazy and spend a lot
of money on it.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, oh, I suddenly crave for something, and then when I order it, it was supposed to be just only one item. And
it becomes like a lot.
because you have to think of it, oh no, the delivery fee is already like that, might as well, right?
Might as well just order.
After you order that, you will be like, oh, the voucher, 40 ringgit, I'm at 39 ringgit now, might as well, right? And then you just top up, you just go and go up, and then until I was like, oh, okay, I think that's enough for today, but the digit is already goes above my range, you know? And then I'll be like, never mind, one time only, let's just go with it.
One time, and then the next day you do the same thing.
I would say next day, probably in 2 days.
A few days still.
So I spend much money compared to before the pandemic, I guess, because it's like, before the pandemic, I could go out.
Because before the pandemic, we could like, on campus, we could scout for like cheap food and like good food as well with your friends. But now it's like going through apps, like you gotta look at the reviews, right? And then if it's like bad reviews, you're just like, should I actually risk it and order and like spend money on like food or cook myself.
A bit another thing good about eating out with friends is that they will stop you. They'll be like, no, don't, you spend too much.
Yeah.
There's somebody to stop you from doing that. Yes. But yeah, I feel like it's really different lah, because with the pandemic and stuff. I mean, there are business that are really closing down also, because I mean, even though we order from them, but
it's not enough for them in a way, because they can't really survive on people ordering food and delivery all the time, because not everyone has the privilege now, because like we mentioned before, like a lot of people are losing their jobs and they're having financial problems, so they rather spend the money on groceries where they can buy more food and cook for their family. And eating out and ordering food from restaurants is not really necessary for some families, unless they don't cook or they have the privilege to order food from restaurants. But usually those hipster cafes, those pretty cafes where people go and take pictures. After the whole before the lockdown, there was still a lot of people going cafe hopping. At least they go there, take picture, tapao, go home. They don't really stay at the cafe for that long. But ever since there's restrictions of dining in, cafe hopping is not a thing anymore. Nobody can do it.
You can't really hop to each cafe anyway, because I'd rather stay at home to pay 10 ringgit for a drink rather than getting 5,000 ringgit outside.
Some people want the experience of the cafe environment and atmosphere, like we talked about, like how we miss like the atmosphere of eating with your friends.
Yeah, eating with your friends and then take picture, post online, and then check the lang zai lang lui services, right? And then you'll be like, oh, look at that, discuss with your friends. Yeah, it's a really different experience compared to, you just stay at home, and then the only thing you've been looking at is your computer screen or TV compared to the lang zai lang lui.
Yeah, it's just likewise, people actually go to cafes for an experience and take pictures because, why not? Because we love taking pictures a lot, our generation.
I guess we can just take picture of our tail and sleep out at our home,
That's different, man. That's different.
I mean,
the mamak setting and your kitchen setting is totally different, okay?
I mean, it's not that different. Technically, it's an alternative way, how we just now say, even though, because us as a human have to find willpower to survive, And then when it comes to survive, our brain power will be maximum.
Literally, yesterday I was watching this TikTok where this guy, it was in a mama setting, and the guy asked him what you want to order, and he's like, satu teh ai, satu roti kosong. And then after that, the waiter asked makan kan bungkus, and then he's like, makan. And then after that, he's just staring to space like oh my god, I can't believe I'm actually eating in again. When we're gonna have that?
Because I actually saw a meme online. So it's not from our country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this country was going into another lockdown again. So they can't makan also. They can't diet also. So when there's one, so basically the meme goes there's one person, he went to a food shop lah, and then the guy say, oh auntie, I want to tapao wantan mee.
Mm-hmm.
Take away. And then the next panel of the meme is basically the auntie and uncle just laugh at him, because he can't actually die in also, so it's just cover his face and like that. So basically even if the businesses are closing down, just now we say that humans' brain will find another way to survive. So before we dive into the next segment, we would want to tell you guys you can always find alternative ways if you are really having troubles to earn money. You don't really have to work face to face. So people are created to find different ways. We have brain. Unlike me, I don't have brain.
Please lah. I think what you're trying to say is we have as humans, we can, and as people, we can just find certain ways to earn an income, even though if it's just a little bit. Right now, where everybody's in a really difficult situation. So I guess just try your best and persevere, because there's, you know, there's nothing much we can really do right now, in all honesty. So, yeah. Yeah, so, like, speaking of finding alternative ways to earn an income, we actually see, like, a lot of online business surfacing on social media. Yeah. I'm sure you get, like, ads for it, right?
Yeah, like, cookies, you know, like, accessories.
I think for me right now, like, I've been getting a lot of ads for, like, lifestyle products and accessories on, like, my Instagram.
Yeah? So, I mean, isn't it because that you search? Because from what I know, right, advertisements are like based on what you search normally. Because like last time I was searching for like, let's say a headset, right? Mm-hmm. I only search once on
and then
a
it will pop
platform.
Up on your ads.
Yeah, you pop up everywhere, and then I went straight to my friend. I just messaged them and say, they know what I'm
FBI searching. Is watching.
they're watching us. They know what I'm doing. So I was like, oh no, paranoid. But yeah, advertisement supposed to be like that, like based on what you know.
It's supposed to be like that, but from what I know, because I actually have a business, so I actually pay for ads, but I only pay like 1-2 days. So from what I know, like they actually show you like do you want people to visit your profile more? Mm-hmm. So and then after that, they will usually let you choose like what is your target audience. So usually, you can create your own target audience or automatic. So automatic is usually like the people that are following you. So whoever is following you or whoever you're following, if you pay for the ads, usually it will appear on their followers. Basically, like a circle. They keep going round and round. So like, let's say you have like you're following my account, right? And I'm following your account.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I pay for the ads, so your friends will actually get the ads. So it kind of expands. So it's like,
So it's like, imagine we are like walking from uni to college. We're just like keep walking around.
Going in circles.
And see new people. Yes. Yeah. Then we're just like, exactly. Oh, support this, support that. Okay, is that why I failed my business last time?
Because
like during the first pandemic, I was like selling those like trendy food, you know, like how there are like the sour noodles.
Sour noodles?
The China food.
Okay.
Sour noodles? I mean, not like literally in the sour way. not like it's spoiled, okay? I don't still spoil food, but it's the kind of sour swan la fun. So it's translated into sour spicy noodles. Yeah. So it's a kind of, so you know, like those instant one, and then I sell like orchard and then like different kind of food or new lah. But then it was actually quite difficult because like we can't really do cash on delivery.
Understandable, because also one thing, like for me, I never usually buy food off Instagram unless it's like cakes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And same goes for me, because I used to have a baking business. I used to have a baking business, which I actually started in like 2018. And I started because I was in college and I baked a lot. So I brought like brownies, cookies to school. I feed my friends. So at the end, they're like, do you sell them? Like, because I want to buy them. So at that like sparked like, you know, something in me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start a business right now. I was like, I was so confident. So I started my business. It was well, because it was solely based on like students and not a lot of outsiders. So the market was based on college students, university students. So after that, I went all out, you know. I went all out with my business, man. Because my parents like guided me, and they're like, if you want to do something, you have to do it like perfectly. Like, just go all out, even though,
High risk comes high rewards, right?
Yeah. So, I did that, and then eventually, I started joining, like, farmers market. So, I go to, like, places to sell my baked goods, but obviously, rent is a bit expensive, but yeah, I do that. And I think over time, when I started, like, I keep doing and doing and baking, because it's different when you do a business online versus you're doing, like, cooking and food in person.
Yeah.
You have to it's just a really big shift, lah. So for me, I was baking like what 100 pies to go to this event, and only I'm like doing it, and like it's eventually it became like a chore, and I didn't like it. It's like it just killed like my hobby for baking. So eventually, I didn't really like try to push my baking business anymore. It's like, if anybody wants to eat, if anybody wants to support me, just contact me, because you know.
Yeah, it's like a difference between a professional and I wouldn't say a mature, but more like as
a home cooked, home
learned. A hobby,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I actually heard a saying that chefs, they don't normally eat their own food because they have been cooking.
Yeah, that's
a
really
lot,
true.
Like cooking all day, and then they could literally.
I can tell you that, like, I don't know how many times amount of cakes I've baked, and I've never tried them.
Yeah, because they. Because
I'm like so sick of it. I'm like, no, enough.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's why. I mean, each of them has their pros and cons. So, depends on you. If you really want to do it, you can, because it's an alternative way for you to earn income.
But also, we can kind of touch on, because the first pandemic, like you said, like the first lockdown.
Yeah.
That we had in 2020, like food selling was so trendy. Like you see, like people selling food, people selling
Then you'll be like, oh, I should do this too.
And then right now, I think a lot of people started to learn how to cook at home. So I feel like a lot of us think it's not necessary to actually buy
from outside,
buy food or like buy like baked goods off Instagram or Facebook, because it's a bit. You know, if you know how to do it, just might as well just bake it yourself,
right? Yeah, save a lot of costs, right? Compared to when you buy it from outside, you have to, you know, the raw materials cost, and then like the delivery fee, and then like that's like, you know, because people take time to make it also. So compared to that, it's better for you to just do it yourself, DIY. Right. Yeah, so like, for like during this pandemic, this time you don't really see that much
of food
Instagram, like people doing food business online. It's more like accessories,
lifestyle products, like
that actually you can use.
Well, most of the time I've seen like people making like clay, like what do you call it, like tray dish where they put stuff on it, or like cups and stuff like that. So I guess that's under lifestyle products.
Yeah, basically stuff that you can use, keep using it. Like it's not like you can just, oh, food, I eat it and no more already. Yeah, it's more like you can just keep using gone forever. It's like you can find jobs online. For example, like me, I actually find a job online, so all I need to do is just sit on in front of a computer. I mean, I know it's bad for my eyes, actually, because...
You gotta rest, you know, bro.
I mean, technically, I rest 24-7, so...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so... for me, I was... I mean, it's a huge shift for me, lah, because it's like before that, I was working face-to-face with other people, you know, I can talk with them. And then, now I only can speak to them through a monitor screen. Mm. It feels different because, like... You can't really interact with them. You don't know how their tone and stuff.
Also, right? It's different also because some people do find it more pressuring to talk like via like online, because sometimes they... It's like the anxiety is different, lah. I can tell you that. Because I personally also experience like when people want to talk to me through like online or like through call, right? I'm like super quiet. I'm like, I don't want to talk.
And then people be like, why are you so quiet? That's not like you.
I'm actually not like this in person.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, no. I actually speak a lot, but I don't know what... Yeah, it's like when normally
don't
when
know
you record
what came
something...
Over me.
Yeah, when you want to record something, when you press record, you just go...
You just blank.
Brain frying. Yeah. You're just like, oh no, what am I supposed to do? It's just different. So, I mean, it's a huge shift for all of us if we are going to experience...
But you were speaking about your job, right? So what do you actually do? Like, service?
Like before or now?
No. Like you said, like you communicate with... people and stuff.
Oh
like
yeah,
that,
so
right?
Basically for now I am doing customer service. Mm-hmm. So basically what I need to do is communicate with people lah, because like they have troubles, they will come find me, or they want to like order something. So basically what we need to do is arrange orders, and then like help them to to how do you say it? Just help them to arrange those orders.
Mm.
Yeah, and then like if they need help or they have questions, I just help them low. But the thing is sometimes, right, I think it happens to all the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
You will meet some very good customers sometimes. So
oh yeah, definitely. Trust me.
Yeah, they will have some unreasonable requests. But then for as a customer service, you have to go.
You have to be polite.
Yeah, then you'll be like, and then you just roll your eyes behind them.
Like they always say, the customer is always right.
I mean, if they really get onto my nerve, I'd be like, okay, and then I would just go away, walk away.
I mean, I get it, because sometimes some customers can really trigger, like your, like, breaking point. Because, I mean, mine is technically, like, sales and retail, so I do have to communicate with a lot of people in person. This is before the lockdown. So I worked in, like, the jewelry store, right? And
wow.
There are constantly customers where they come in and then they see stuff and then they see the price, they're like, wow, like so expensive, right? Like, why am I supposed to pay like that much? And then when I explain to them, right, the materials and like why is it this price, like this isn't like your pasar malam like earrings.
You just offend all the pasar malam.
I'm sorry, but like, I mean, like pasar malam, like you're selling like 5 ringgit, that's not good for your ear. I can tell you that even they themselves know like it's not good for your ear. Despite saying like, oh, it is silver, it's not silver. Silver cannot be so cheap, right? So whenever they ask, discount, and every time it's like, sometimes I would be nice. If they're actually nice to me, I'll be like, okay, but don't tell anyone. I'm giving you like a little bit of discount. But if someone is like rude to me, the way they ask things, usually I'm like, no, if I'm gonna give you a discount, my salary is gonna be deducted. And then they're just like, oh, okay. And then they end up paying full price anyways.
The irony.
So they just try to like bargain, but they're not successful with bargaining.
Yeah, so I mean, if you guys are really wanted to do online business, I would say if you have the resources to do it, you could try it. I mean, maybe you would find another alternative way to get income.
I guess also like there's a lot of freelancing jobs online where you can do like small services, whether it's editing or
data entry.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You can usually find it online. I'm not sure where, but usually there's this freelancing app, but I'm not sure whether it's applicable to Malaysia, because I actually downloaded it and the services is like all around the world, so you can actually look for like freelance jobs and see whether they actually accept and hire you or not to do this small job. So it's a way for you, you guys who are looking into finding a little bit of income in these hard times, difficult times, at home. So it would be good. And yeah, like Damien say, like also if you have the resources and
ideas, you know,
ideas and confidence as well, because starting a business is not like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Let me do it, kind of thing. It's like you gotta plan. You gotta think about like what you want to sell. You have to have confidence in what you sell, also. Because if you don't have the confidence, you're just gonna be like, when are you gonna sell it? You know.
Yeah. So like, quality is more important, you know, than just simply selling stuff online. Because you, as a seller, have the responsibility to make sure that the consumer are grateful, and then like, basically, you need to give the best to your customers. That's what I would say.
And so another thing also, you can turn your turn your hobbies into business.
Yes, if that doesn't kill your hobbies, I would say.
Trust me, make sure that you don't overwork, because baking was my hobby. It turned into a chore. So it's something to think about, because it also affects you mentally and everything. So you have to make sure that you are ready to start something, even though it's small. Over time, it can expand and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yes, definitely. So I guess before we end today, we have a shout section to our local business. So please, guys, if possible, you guys can go and support them, because you know. Yeah, just support them, because like all of us are having a hard time right now. So
I mean, support if you can, And if you want
support
to,
if you can. So Chloe, would you want to give a shout out to this?
Okay, I mean, I'm gonna shout out mine first, cause why not? Shamelessly promoting my business. So my business is accessories. I do themed accessories.
Yes.
So if you guys, movies, films, so like if you want to check it out, it's at The Naked Beats. And then another one that I would like to shout out is BlueTurtle.co. They sell like really pretty hair clips and a lot of things are gonna come soon. I'm super excited about that. And then another one is miporo.my. It is recycled, like handmade, coasters. So it's actually a fundraising project. So you guys can actually go to their Instagram and check it out. And there are many more like local Instagram stores and businesses in Malaysia. So there's one Instagram store that actually promotes and feature to showcase local businesses in Malaysia, which is at shoplocal.my. And you guys can check it out on Instagram because they have a lot. Like you can just like browse through everything and you can check out all the stores that they have.
So just support them if you can. Just buy local stuff to support them, you know. Maybe a pack of nasi lemak outside, you can support them also, you know.
Or roti canai also can.
Yeah, terai sliva also.
I think we're just hungry right now. We just want mama food at this point.
Yes, I just need to die out as soon as possible. So, I guess that's all our episode for today. Remember to follow our Instagram and then Spotify playlist and our other social media, YouTube, Sunway FM. I guess we'll see you during the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.